Hi everyone, how have you been? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So how about we practice a very nice structure in English? Just for your reference, it's called the third conditional, but don't worry about that. Let me establish the setting. We're talking about past events and about possibilities in the past. This is the basic structure. If something had happened, something else would have happened. So in Portuguese, we would say something like, ah, se tal coisa fosse assim, isso não teria acontecido. Or, se tal coisa tivesse sido de tal jeito, eu teria ido. Just two general examples. So again, the basic structure in English is if something had happened, something else would have happened. As another grammar reference, here we're using the past participle of the verbs. So when we say if something had happened, happened is the participle of happen. When we say I would have taken, taken is the participle of take. So I don't want to focus on specific verbs, though. I'm going to use common, well-known verbs in the examples because what I really want to practice with you guys is how to express the idea of the third conditional. So picture this. You're out with three of your best friends from school. The four of you have been friends for years. So you're all, let's say, at an ice cream parlor enjoying your favorite ice cream, when all of a sudden another friend from high school walks up to your table. So let's say her name is Sarah. Sarah is chatting with you and your friends, and then she tells you that Michael, another classmate, was in the hospital for a month. He was just released last week. So you and your friends are surprised, because you're all good friends with Michael, and yeah, this is the first time you've heard about Michael being in the hospital. You say, wow, if Michael had called me, I would have paid him a visit. Your friend Anna says, Lily is Michael's girlfriend and I see her every day at the club. If she had told me about Michael, I would have given him a call. Your friend Lisa says, Michael's dad lives in my building. If he had told me about Michael, I would have sent him a get well message. And your friend Melissa says, well, if I had known Michael was in the hospital, I would have called you guys and we would have all paid him a visit together. So what are you guys saying? You and your friends are all saying what you would have done if you had known about Michael. If someone had called you, or if someone had told you about Michael being in the hospital, you guys would have gone for a visit. You guys would have paid him a visit. Or maybe you would have at least sent him a card or given him a call. But you didn't know. No one told you about Michael. So you didn't visit him at the hospital. You didn't send him a card. Nothing. Here's another one. You're a student and one of your classmates tells you that someone found a gold necklace in the science lab this morning. Here are a few thoughts you might have upon hearing about the gold necklace. If I had known about the necklace, I would have searched the science lab. If I had been to the lab and found the necklace, I would have tried to contact the owner. If I had been to the lab and seen this necklace, I would have done nothing. If I had seen the necklace lying around in the lab, I would have called the police. So imagine you're the student and someone told you there was a gold necklace in the lab or in your classroom this morning. If you had found it, what would you have done? Talk to you next time.